Yesterday afternoon, protesters marched to San Francisco City Hall demanding an end to police brutality and rampant racial bias. They were led by the Frisco Five hunger strikers, a grandmother, two rappers, an educator, and a supervisor candidate. They refused to eat in protest of excessive use of force by SFPD, resulting in the deaths of Mario Woods, Alex Nieto, Amilcar Lopez, and Luis Gongora, all men of color. Yaine Abebe is the spokesperson for the group. She came by our studios and talked to KALW's Ben Trefney.
So how is the current health of the hunger strikers?
Their bodies are weak. They can be unfocused at times, but the doctor has said that they are actually doing pretty well for people who haven't eaten for 14 days.
And are they taking in liquids?
They are drinking coconut water, electrolyte waters. Woman who owns a juice bar called Raw in Upper Haight who's been making fresh pressed juices for them in the morning, and we've been bringing them broth.
For you and other people supporting the Frisco Five, how do you think the demonstration is going so far?
I thought that we were making progress. These are my friends, so it's hard for me. Yesterday after the rally, it kind of hit me, and I don't cry a lot, and I've been crying a lot. Crying out of joy to see over 1,000 people come and support them and march with us to City Hall, and crying in disappointment at how City Hall has reacted to the demands of the people.
Well, what conversations have you been able to have with elected officials so far?
Well, the five, I held space outside with the community that came to support us yesterday, and they went to meet with the mayor, and the mayor was not there. And I think he did that on purpose. He's been incredibly disrespectful to the community of color. And the Board of Supervisors just acted like, well, we don't have any real power. There's nothing we can do. So it's been incredibly disrespectful. City Hall's been incredibly disrespectful.
So that said, on Monday, Mayor Lee went to the Mission Police Department mm-hmm. with Paul Henderson, who's mm-hmm. his deputy chief of staff and director of public safety for the city, and with Joe Marshall, who has run the Omega Boys Club. And both of those guys are from Bayview. Both of them are black men. And Mayor Lee sat there with those men and waited for half an hour to talk with the Frisco Five. And they decided not to go talk with him. So why was that?
It's because he demanded a meeting unannounced, and he did not want the press there. He did not want other members of the community there. And he tried to initiate the meeting with Christina Gutierrez. She is one of the Frisco Five, and uh-huh. she's the mother of Equipto, who's also part of the Frisco Five. So she's the now great-grandma who orchestrated this strike. He wanted to meet with just her, and she said, no, I will only meet if it's the five of us together and the press and the community. He refused. So I think that was a big PR stunt on his part. He tried to make it seem like, well, I tried to communicate with them and they refused and they're getting political. Well, he's a politician. You know what I mean? He's the mayor of San Francisco and the people elected him. And he's saying it had to be on my terms. And if they're not going to do it on my terms, then I'm not going to meet with them.
How is that more of a PR event than a public hunger strike and march to City Hall?
A public hunger strike and march to City Hall, it was necessary because he was ignoring the fact that black and brown people are being killed in San Francisco.
But he went with saying he went with black representatives.
Those are black representatives who represent City Hall. They do not represent the community.
Well, Joe Marshall is a police commissioner.
Joe Marshall is a police commissioner who is sided with the police department and not with the people.
Mm-hmm. So it's just confusing to me that if you had an audience with the mayor, whether it was public, private, whatever, to talk about the concerns that you have, why not take advantage of that? He's very hard to get a hold of.
But he refused to meet with all five. He refused to allow other members of the community to be part of it, and he refused to allow the press to be part of it.
Well, they have said that they are not firing Chief Sir, and the Frisco Five have said that they're going to conduct a hunger strike until Chief Sir is fired. So that sounds like an impasse and there's no conversation going on. So how does this end?
I'm not sure how it ends. If the community would step up and put pressure on City Hall, it would probably end sooner. But them saying, we're not going to do it, even though you're putting your life on the line, shows how much value they have for black and brown lives in San Francisco.